to Positively Unconstitutional. We've been visiting with L.B. Bork, founder of the People's Awareness Coalition. And the People's Awareness Coalition, of course, is an alternate society which the state nationals are the lawful, de jure political body of the United States who've been disenfranchised, who have no right to vote. You know, people come to me and I tell them that, you know, the second section of the 14th Amendment basically says the right to vote is denied except for participation in rebellion. And they said, no, no, it says, but when the right to vote is denied. And that's what I've been trying to make the point to people, that, you know, L.B. Bork is disenfranchised. He's a state national. He's part of the lawful political body, but he's not allowed to vote because he's not in rebellion against the republic of his birth. With that said, I understand that we've had several callers holding for a long time. L.B., why don't we take a call? I think Chad in Alaska was the first one online. Have we got Chad? Is he still holding? How are you this morning, Chad?
Can you hear me?
I hear you just great. What's going on?
Okay, I've been studying the exact same things as LB for about the same length of time, and I generally agree with everything he's doing and everything he says. And I wanted to bring up a different perspective that I think is more foundational to his opposition, and that would be beginning with Jefferson. He said that once people are piled high in cities, as in Europe, America will be just as corrupt as Europe. And I think the way things have evolved in this country is that things work fine as long as people were agricultural. But then once cities started to develop, you had the rich trying to plunder the poor with fascism and the poor trying to plunder the rich with socialism, and everybody in cities plundering all the landowners because they need the agricultural and mineral production that the landowners produce. So I think that everything that LB espouses is basically for the independent landowners, but they are far outnumbered by the masses in the cities that are out to plunder them because they can't sustain themselves without plundering the people that produce from the land.
Very interesting. And, you know, I tend to understand what you've just stated as the cause or part of the cause for the so-called Civil War, you know, for this international war. You know, the North was industrializing. They had these, you know, cities, and the poor of the cities, as you say, are trying to socialize the land from the landowners, and so the government moved to take, you know, over the lands of the South and, you know, away from the plantation holders, and you know, to force them into, you know, this system of, you know, voluntary slavery that we have now. You know, our farming institutions now are ridiculous. You plant a crop, you fertilize the crop, you put the herbicide on the crop, it costs more to build to make the crop than you can sell the crop for, until the government steps in with their subsidy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like this whole solar industry. You know, nobody buys a solar panel without a rebate, without a subsidy, and no solar company can exist without rebates and without subsidies. And so, you know, we have this false economy. We got these false companies out there that shouldn't exist, that should have went out of business, like the Federal Reserve Bank and the Wall Street bankers and Lehman Brothers and Goldman Sachs and AIG and all the insurance companies. They should all be gone. I mean, they all went out of business.
I agree. I mean, I guess what I'm saying is that I think LB's plan won't come into effect unless landowners figure out how to push back the people in cities that are plundering them.
Excellent point. As you can hear, the music in the background there means that we need to take another break and listen to another word from our sponsors. Thanks for your call, Chad, and we'll have another caller after these messages.
Every day there's a reason to just do it all over again.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We've been visiting with L.B. Bork, the founder of the People's Awareness Coalition. We just took a call from Chad in Alaska. And Chad had some very good points about legal plunder, wouldn't you agree, LB?
What he states is true, but, you know, each individual has the choice to not be subjected to the system. But in the perfect world of which, you know, we're trying to go for, it's going to take a lot of work to get back to that. And it's got to be done slowly through education and the people wanting this change to come about. I've started working with some people
What you're saying is public policy.
Right.
People have to become aware and people have to agree to the change that you're suggesting that I think is to go back to doing it the right way, the common law and real money.
Right. And it's going to take a while to get back there I'm thinking of a short or a section of the population can do it, but it's going to take some doing. And like you said a few weeks ago, or last week, I believe, you said nothing's going to happen until unity comes about. And speaking of unity, I want to talk a little bit about this paper that came out this week and the distractions out there. And that's why we did Island Makers Project, to clear up all this and get people working together. Matter of fact, I just put up this week the PAC Alliance program website. It still needs some work, but we're going to have a survey on there for people to take. And as I was mentioning before the break, we're working with a, another group of people right now, and we're trying to get established what a model or not a perfect, but a alternate system of law would be through a not a constitution, but documents of governance. We're pushing that too and showing people what the law system of the state or the organic system of each state should be, not these goofy constitutions that have been put in place, and which are vague and ambiguous and have too many things that can be wiggled around. Of course, you know, what we've seen with the 14th Amendment after they put that in place.
I love all the quotes that you've got in your bottom line article, and particularly the one by Henry Kissinger. Of course, Henry's one of my favorites of all time. But his quote that, let me find it here, looking for it. Yeah, the illegal we do immediately. The unconstitutional takes a little longer.
Yeah, what a scumbag.
Oh, I didn't say that. And, you know, I couldn't agree more. I mean, this guy is, you know, he's the bag man for the evil New World Order. He's the one out there negotiating all this foreign policy, as they call us, this empire. And, you know, he is a truly evil man. And, you know, the unconstitutional takes a little longer. This is what I've been trying to impress on people. You know, this 14th Amendment constitutional system is under the color of law. It kind of looks like the constitutional system. But again, the judges, who are really administrators of the bankruptcy, who, as you noted, there's no separation of powers because the Department of Justice and the legal system is under the executive branch, and the executive branch can issue executive orders and effectively make laws. They can set up czars who can make laws. They can set up agencies who can make laws. And, of course, you know, that's totally unconstitutional. It's positively unconstitutional. Only the Congress can make laws. And what's happened is the United Nations and the president have made the Congress just, you know, a secondary apparatus that has no effect at all. And if you look at the Super Congress of 13, you know, this is basically, you know, it's an oligarchy. You know, there's it's 13 people making all the rules now. And it totally overthrows anything that ever looked like our organic constitution. And, you know, the people that are involved in this, I mean, it's, you know, this is treason. I mean, I don't know how else to say it.
Well, it is, I believe, and the article I had written, Treason by Design, which brought forward some of the remarks that Lysander Spooner said during the transitional period, which brings me to a point I wanted to make. This isn't brain surgery. It's not rocket science. And there's so many arguments out there that, nothing changed during the Civil War period, or government didn't change. That's a bunch of horse hockey. It changed. It's called Reconstruction Amendments, period. There's no, nothing to talk about here.
They reconstituted the government.
You know, that's it. It changed. Argument done. There is no argument. So, people, either you buy this or you don't. There's no gray area here. And that's what we're trying to get accomplished. Get rid of this gray area. All these people that think they're sovereigns but aren't, they're taking benefits. There's the slews of them. I mean, I want to put an end to this and draw the line in the sand. So the people that do not want to be part of this system and vote for Ron Paul, whatever they want to do, participate, can be on this side of the fence away from all this nonsense.
Being a state national is kind of like being pregnant. You're not just a little bit pregnant.
Right.
You can't just pick and choose which of the benefits you want and then say, well, I don't get Social Security, so I'm not a citizen. I don't file a tax return, I'm not a citizen. I don't, you know, I drive a, you know, I'm a licensed driver and a voter, but I'm not a citizen. You know, I mean, it's nonsense. You know, you can't be a little bit pregnant.
That's what they like. They like people thinking they're a little bit pregnant because it allows this system to maintain itself.
Oh, that's,
you know, they don't care that.
That just gives them the ability to get in your pocket. Are you kidding me?
Right.
That's what it's all about, really. When it all comes down to it, you know, also in your bottom line, you know, you talk about, you know, the communists are further reproached with desiring to abolish countries and nationalities. You know, they're also trying to abolish religion and replace it. And, of course, you know, we all know Mussolini said that, you know, fascism is a religion. And so here we are, the communists, the fascists here, you know, have put up this corporate state that everyone prays to solve their every need, the nanny state, as Ron Paul likes to call it.
Yeah, Ron Paul. He's a maintainer. You can't fix what's meant to be broken. The only way this is going to be fixed is if people turn their back on this period and walk away from it and ignore it.
And, you know, as I've said many times before, you know, it's just like, you know, I watched the news the other day, and Bank of America now is in so much financial trouble that they're going to charge $5 a month for you to use your debit card. And to think that only 20 years ago when I was a kid, there was no debit cards. If you wanted something, you paid cash for it or you wrote a check.
Yeah.
And, of course, now it's so ingrained in everyone's, you know, daily activities that, you know, oh, it's such a pain in the butt to take cash money and walk into the gas station, actually have to interface with a clerk who puts the money on the gas pump so that you can put some gas in your car when you can just pull up, jump out of the car, swipe that debit card, bing, bang, boom, and you're on your way again. You know, so again, they, you know, they have progressively, the progressives have systematically, by a matter of degrees, you know, boiled the froggy, until now, poor U.S. citizens can't live without a debit card.
Yeah. And back to what you said about treason, that's they want you to be complicit in their crimes, and that's what they've done. And once I found out what they were doing, I want nothing to do with these people. I will not participate in their system because you're a criminal. You turn your back against God, and you turn your back against what can be a lawful system, and you cannot fix what's meant to be broken, period.
Well, and I couldn't agree with you more. You know, the first time that I had a similar situation is when I was 11 years old. And when I was 11 years old, my my mother decided that we boys needed something to do in the summertime, and so she arranged us a job caddying at a local country club. Well, my brother was a couple of years older than I was, and one of his friends about that age was going to go caddying with us. And so one day, after finishing my loop, you know, I stepped out behind the caddy shack, and there was my brother and his buddy having a cigarette. And so, of course, you know, to keep me from reporting the crime to our parents, they invited me to join them in their crime. And, you know, that was about 40 years ago when I had my first cigarette. They invited me to the crime to keep from telling on them.
Yep, and that's what they're doing with the system. So there you go. There you have it.
And, you know, that's what it amounts to is that, you know, they've invited you in for the stealing. Of course, most, the average American, he don't understand what's going on. He don't understand that nothing's his, nothing he bought's paid for. You know, it's, I think the best description I heard of it was this, her name escapes me right now, Elizabeth Croft. And she wrote about when you go in the store, everything's prepaid for. That's why when you bring it back, all they want to see is the receipt. All they need to do is balance their books because there's no money. There's just another promise to pay. So why not just take out your checkbook, whether there's an account there or whether there's any money in the account. You just write a check. It's just a promise to pay.
Yeah, I have different views on this don't pay your bills and things. I think the adversary, just like they put out this sovereign program or you're a sovereign, they're telling people not to pay their bills too, so that, it kills the little man. There's always a trickle-down effect with these things.
Right.
The Federal Reserve notes, just like Bernanke said, they're a medium of exchange. Yes, they represent debt, but you should honor your contracts.
Give unto Caesar. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And LB, you know, we were talking about, you know, this quote by Henry Kissinger. I love what you've written in your paper, Bottom Line. And anybody who wants to read this stuff, you can go to pacinlaw.org. That's PACINLAW.org. This particular writing is called Bottom Line. The other one we were talking about earlier was Department of Justice or DOJ. So pacinlaw.org/DOJ or / Bottom Line. But this paragraph here is called The 14th Amendment Merck. And you say, you know, the illegal we do immediately, the unconstitutional takes a little longer, Henry Kissinger. And he says, so why is the matter of country and nationality the key issue? It's simple. Law. The Marxist doctrines are applied using private law via politics. The 14th Amendment political system is the noose. By established doctrine, think public policy, the courts have conveniently set up that they will not address issues of law that encompass things of a political nature. How else could maintainers calmly usurp a constitution? Now, to explain the how the unconstitutional is achieved, after the entity known as the United States had subdued the southern states after the so-called Civil War with its Reconstruction Acts, the remaining states in the Union had to be usurped. To achieve this legally, the 14th Amendment was installed. As a matter of law, the amendment creates political insurgency. It creates the rebellions against the states. It usurps the lawful political systems of the states that were in place prior to the war. Not only are the persons that are voting deemed to be in rebellion, but also those who are taking benefits and remaining silent or acquiescing. The goal was to accomplish the usurpation with the consent of the people, which makes it legal, but not actually lawful. Simply put, the persons that are participating in this new system are in rebellion to their lawful state governments via operations of law devised by the 14th Amendment. Yep, it all has its root in the 14th Amendment. So if they're not addressing it, as you said many times before to me, if they're not addressing it, then they're hiding something. They're not. They're maintaining the system.
Yep, it's a no-brainer. I mean, it's cut and dry. That's all there is to it. It's a litmus test. If they try to bypass that these are issues, they're suspect. Automatic with me. I mean, it's bad. Which brings me to this article I mentioned a little earlier I wanted to get into. It's written by a guy named Richard Michael, and that sounds like one of this Christian identity type people. You know, they can't use their last or given their family names, rather. And I get really tired of people that do that. It's just, it's one of these, you know, he's making crap out of people's beliefs here. And what he says, all these issues that surround the Reconstruction period and people's sovereignty and all these things, he has issue with. I have issue with, too. But this paper he had written called Snake Oil for Sale, Whatever You Got, We Got the Cure. USA versus US. When you get done reading it, it leaves you with the opinion that I shouldn't be looking at these things. So right away, this guy is suspect to me. Okay, even though what he says, you know, is, I don't know, it's worthless. Really, he didn't really say anything in the thing. But he goes over these issues: de facto and de jure, the original 13th Amendment. Congress adjourned signed a day in 1861, gold trim flag, admiralty jurisdiction, uniform commercial code, all caps, names are corporations, which that, you know, that's all these have substance, but they're all, he doesn't go over them very well. United States being bankrupt in, since 1933, the British accreditation registry, the bar, you know. But like I said, you know, he did 15 pages of blather here. It really didn't say anything. And to the unsuspecting student or reader, they're going to go away not wanting to look at these things again, you know. And they are an issue. I mean,
I'm as guilty, you know, of it as anybody, you know, to try not to think about these things. And, you know, it keeps me up night. I can't, you know, lie to myself. I can't not think about these things. I can't tell you how, you know, upset I am that, you know, I'm still filing taxes and I'm still a U.S. citizen. And, you know, I want to get out of the system, but I'm so entangled, I can't see how I can get all these things done to get, you know, out of the entanglements. And then there's so many confusing things out there, and that's what you're talking about. You know, this is confusion. It breeds confusion that, you know, there's all these conflicting laws between the U.S. and the, you know, and the republics and then and the socialist system. And so I'm gonna
stay confused.
you know my mind is tired. It's so confusing. But after the break, we're going to come back and take another caller and see what he's got to say. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
To Positively Unconstitutional. We've been visiting with L.B. Bork of the People's Awareness Coalition. And, L.B., what do you think? Let's take the caller, Mark, in Georgia. Mark, how are you today?
Mark's not talking.
Well, let him get him connected. Mark, are you with us?
Oh, well, that's what I was wondering. I didn't hear the swoop, and I was wondering, like, what? Is my head? Can you hear me okay?
I hear you.
I'm no more Vic than we usually are, and you know I will be the first to acknowledge that. You know, really, you got to crank up the knob on discernment because you know there's certain reports that I'd like to believe are true. I was wondering what your take on this lawful rebellion statement that I saw got emailed to me from England, saying under the Magna Carta, that if the people decide that the government is acting unlawfully, they have the right to unlawful rebellion. Now, honestly, we need to be very careful because there's many well-meaning, well-intentioned dupes out there like we used to be. We have to be careful of disinformation agents and people passing on things they believe to be true. We're on the same page about that, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
There's people in the intelligence community who, because they're compartmentalized, they believe there really is such a thing as Al Qaeda, and some people still believe in Santa Claus, right?
Oh, Easter Bunny.
so,
I like
Have you read a statement about lawful rebellion from I forget exactly where it was, but somewhere in Britain? It's like this thing with Anonymous. We've read some things that Soros may have started it in order to basically jujitsu the restoration of lawful government.
Let me interject here. Well,
yes, sir.
I think there is definite agent provocateurs out there trying to institute rebellion, physical rebellion right now. And
you mean a lawless...
has always been about peaceful resolution and conversion back or to a system that would be acceptable by people. But, of course, that's only done by education. It's my belief right now that there are several agents out there attempting to get us to do a violent or physical overthrow.
Right. Well, there are some people that, what I call the spark in the powder keg, the lady that blew the lid wide open on Turner's so-called Republic.
Yeah, he's
basically, she just revealed things that were going on, like, excuse me, you said this, and basically, we turned on discernment and said, what you're saying and what you're doing don't line up. We don't trust you. And we've seen some evidence that there are some people that we used to think highly of, and there are some people that, like Sheriff Mack, was he being deceived? That's possible. We've all been deceived to some degree or another. So the fact that somebody gets duped is not in itself an implication that they mean harm or they're trying to be counterproductive. One thing that I've advocated is some kind of a voluntary conspiracy research peer review board where people can basically examine and develop protocols for confidential sources. Because you and I both understand that there may be people in a position to give us quality information, but if it's found out that they're the one who revealed something, say from the Bilderberg group, that their life and not just their own life, because they may be willing to lay down their own life, but it's like, I'm not going to lay down the life of my grandson for my telling people what they needed to know about what was going on. You can appreciate where I'm coming from on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so the thing is that I encourage people that there may be white knights and white hats, and there may be some arrests in the works. I'd like to believe they're true. But I like to paraphrase Murphy's Law. He was an aeronautical engineer during World War II. If you lose sight of who he was and what he meant, if it can't go wrong, it will. It sounds really pessimistic until you understand that was his design philosophy for building redundant systems for aircraft that brought a lot of troops home, a lot of our airmen returned that would not have otherwise had it not been for that design philosophy. And to paraphrase it, what he really meant was, those who prepare for the worst have reason to hope for the best. So by all means, prepare and get as many people educated that what we're not advocating any kind of lawless violence, that if the government uses lawless violence, and I see the stupid things they're doing, like pepper spraying people that have already had their hands tied behind their back, and I'm like, are you people insane? That you would think that you have any justification for doing this to people who, even if they were threatening something at one point in time, their hands are tied behind their backs. Why are you pepper spraying these people? Who's being held accountable? These are the guys, these are the cops in the white shirt. That means they are supervisors. They're not just the beat cops, the low people. I'm like, excuse me, who's being held accountable here? All we're saying is there needs to be an accountability. Because I look at Ephesians 5, verse 6, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Don't tell me you're going to be that there is going to be accountability until you're talking about convening grand jury in a real sense, not a bunch of brain-dead sycophants who blindly accept things at face value.
As long as they control the public fool system, Mark, that they're going to put out mindless drones. I mean, look at this next generation of tattooed, pierced, purple-haired, sit in front of the computer. The younger generation, the only thing I see them do is they constantly peer into their iPhone and push buttons. They're playing a game, or they're surfing the net, or they're typing someone a text message, and that's all they know how to do.
Yeah, I went to a convenience store last night and met one of these types, and she was working the counter out stocking shelves, and she was literally an idiot. And it's just appalling to what America's become in the last 20 or 30 years.
Again, if you let them educate us, then they're going to produce exactly the graduate student that they want. And if you really want to know what that is, just listen to the capitalists, you know, the Fords and the Rockefellers and the Carnegies. You know, they said, oh, don't give us philosophers, don't give us thinkers, give us workers. Give us dumbasses that we can put in the factory.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
That's what
is,
they're producing.
Yeah.
You know, it's the dumbing down of our culture. I mean, go watch the movie Idiocracy, Mike Judge's Idiocracy.
Oh, I love that. That's
the
greatest
film I've ever seen. This guy really understands what's going on.
Yeah, the only criticism I have of the movie, it took place, the advancement took place 500 years in the future. I think it was more like 50. I think it's more like 50 years.
I think it's more like 15.
15, okay. Okay, I'll buy that.
Hey, over here.
You know, another 12 years, you know, 15 years gets you from, you know, preschool through the 12th grade to get you, you know, hell, one more generation. You'll have people so confused. You know, I've been reading all morning about, you know, all the different ways that, you know, they're attacking people in schools. You know, some kid was talking about the Bible with another kid. He was arrested at school, you know. I mean, just any way possible that they can get Christ and Jesus and the Bible out of the schools. I mean, they're working hard on it.
You still got me on, or you hung? Or you discontinued me there?
You're still with us. No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. That's fine. The thing is, what we know is if you're talking about the masses, I would tend to concur. But what, you know, I've read reports that Dick, aptly nicknamed Cheney, as I take it, of calling this prick, is that he's afraid that he might be arrested for war crimes, as well he should. And I've read, I don't know if you've heard the White Hat report, I view it with the same skepticism as I do everything else. I hope they're right. One thing I agree with them on, we need to get a disabusement program going. And disabusement, if you don't know the term, it simply means coming to realize that a previously held belief is wrong. Like when we came to realize that Turner is a lying jerk, agent provocateur, who lied to us about having these massive amounts of gold. Well, maybe the gold exists, but he never had it. And the reason why he didn't have it, according to these reports that I have reason to believe, is they found out that he was a FEMA plant. They found out that he was involved with the very system we're trying to basically get back to a lawful government by sweeping away these. Let's see, can I say
he's in bed with the Bar Association. I mean, you're going to get thrown in jail, and they're going to rape you for everything you got. I mean, it's that simple.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I say, the thing is, we've been very clear. We're not taking a name in the sense of once you have a name and some kind of an identity, then you immediately set up a target saying, here I am, come get us. But the thing is, you know as well as I do, the issue is not what are the vast majority of the sheeple going to do. The issue is there is that, what is it, 2%, 5%, whatever that number is, that are awake and they see what's going on and they're armed and they're preparing and they're ready to wake up. Because you know as well as I do, when the flood stops, granted, the problem is that once the welfare state has run its course in the sense that people don't have their EBT cards don't work anymore, there will be many people who cannot and will not be reasoned with any more than they can be now. But the difference is they're hungry and they're desperate and like that. The thing is that there will be people like you and I that are available to get people back to realizing the real terrorists are the people that lied to us. And
well, you know, if you look at the Middle East right now, I think it's a great example. You were talking about the provocateurs out here in the United States trying to cause a rebellion, a civil war in this country.
Right.
That makes the political change that much faster. And, of course, the United States, the CIA, the FBI has been behind, or the CIA, not the FBI, has been behind, you know, all these revolts going on in the Middle East. And, of course, what underlines all of this, and you have to understand, is the whole concept of inflation, the devaluing, the deboshing of the currency.
Right.
See, they can always afford to pay you as long as someone will accept their medium of exchange.
Right.
And as long as they can, you know, just, you know, float these bonds out there. And, hell, they don't even need an investor to buy them anymore. The Federal Reserve buys the bonds from itself with basically a digital entry in a computer. I mean, it's insanity.
Yeah.
How can you create money, borrow it, and pay for it with a bond that you're buying? I mean, you know,
obviously
it's
completely
illegal. A promise to pay.
Well, you know, that's where, what's his name, Gold, the Greenspan, he embarrassed himself by publicly stating what we already knew. It's like how technically we can never go into bankruptcy because we can always print more money. And it's like, and the Chinese have been criticized for currency manipulation, but you've already defaulted. And, honestly, I look at it this way. Lindsey Williams has a track record of bringing things out that he hears that they allow certain things to come out. And I like I say, by their fruits you shall know them. The fact that Lindsey Williams has a solid track record is the only reason why I give him credence, that, you know, he's not just being strung around, but he said something to the effect that the price of gas would be held down to $5 a gallon. Well, right now we see the price of gas going down to $3-something, and I'm wondering, does he mean this year? Does he mean next year? Because I'm hoping, and like I say, this is
like,
somewhat
again,
speculation,
but
I'm acknowledging it as speculation.
What you're seeing is demand, you know, supply and demand. I mean, now that summer travel season's over, the demand for gasoline's way down. Now that there's, you know, an official 10% unemployment in the United States and a real 20% unemployment in the United States.
And I'm in that 20%, yeah.
What you're seeing is a failure in demand. Demand's going down on gas. You know, look at the price of gold. Gold went down $100 last week. Why? Because people want gold less? No, it's because they manipulated the market. They raised the margin rates, and the big boys can't get as much leverage. They can't borrow as much money to buy their gold and silver and drive, and you know, and so the price goes down because there's not as much money can be created to buy it.
Well, you know as well as I do that it's not, you know, the thing I'm supposed to remember from economics. Well, I got an A in economics way back at what's now called Southern Poly in Marietta, Georgia. I was supposed to remember supply and demand, like Father Guido Sarducci said in the 5-Minute University. What I remember are the words, there are many theories about what causes inflation. Now that I look back and I go, no, the fact of the matter is there's only one solid fact, and that is that inflation is caused by the conjuring of currency. But
the conjuring, I like that.
Well, it's like on World of Warcraft, we have these mages who will conjure food and things, and it's like, and that's the mentality of people that believe in the welfare state, that when the government gives you food and whatever benefits, that these are just conjured out of nowhere. It's like, no, dum-dum, they have to confiscate these things from producers to give to those of us that are not producing, and
It's Star Trek. We just have a power source, a dilithium crystal, and we push the button on the replicator, and it pumps out a hamburger, a hot dog, and a milkshake.
Well, I'll tell you something real we are doing, if I may share this with you briefly. KnockoutCollectors.com. I just recently got $1,500 in settlements. There are two checks and two collection agencies. These collection agencies have made the mistake of pulling people's credit reports to find out who's more likely to have money they can squeeze out of them. That's why they pulled my credit report, and they look at my credit report, and when they're finished laughing, they say, we may write a letter to this guy, but we're not going to really spend that much effort. Well, guess what? It's a violation of the Fair Credit Reporting Act with a $1,000 statutory penalty for them to pull people's credit report without a permissible purpose. They claim that they had a permissible purpose. This account that you refer to, that's a credit card account, allegedly. But the problem you have is the Fair Credit Reporting Act specifically excludes credit cards from being a permissible purpose for pulling somebody's credit report for the purposes of collection. And they go, oops. And right now they're all involved in the legalese of dodging, weaving, and evading. Gosh darn it, they're acting like lawyers. They are. That's why. You know, like I just as soon accuse a 2-year-old of acting like a 2-year-old. It's like, well, it's to be expected. But I don't want people to know that we're, you know, I'm I'm loosely affiliated. I'm in their conference calls. We're going over. We don't give advice. We don't tell you what to do. We don't draft documents for you. But what we can do is we can give you information. You can ask questions during the conference calls and get template documents like this is, you put in your name address, their name address, you know, and like that, and you go through the process. And if they settle with you, great. If they don't settle with you, you can file what's called an IFP or Informa Pauperis where they waive the $350 filing fee. And quite frankly, I've got three more lawsuits. I've got two that have settled and three more that are acting like lawyers. But that's knockoutcollectors.com, and we welcome more people to join us and help us get the money out of these dim bulbs that have been pulling this scam, right?
Right. And as you hear there in the background, it means we have to go for another word from our sponsors. Thanks, Mark, for your call. And we'll be back in just a few minutes.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Positively unconstitutional. And, you know, our last caller, knockoutcollectors.com, you know, it may sound good to have a way to attack these lawyers who, you know, if you're being hounded by collection agents, but, you know, LB and I have talked about this many times, and this is part of the Marxist morality that we're taught in schools, is that this whole idea of limited liability and, you know, about paying your debt, you know. I mean, it's a matter of responsibility. LB, would you like to address that?
Yeah, I have so much to say about it. There was a law group we started down in Arizona back in 1993, somewhere in that area. There was three main people that left the office. Myself, Mark Stevens, who was really Mark McDonald. That's what he was called down there anyway. And a guy named John Gleha. And I went off on the constitutional area. Mark wants to fight with the courts. And John went off to teach people how not to pay their debts. And I wanted to fix this thing, just like you, Phil. You wanted the answers to how to fix things, not fix yourself and not be irresponsible. And I don't have much respect for John. I think people under the system have rights to take care of themselves or defend themselves, but to have America fix itself, it's about responsibility. And if you enter into contracts, you should honor them. And if you should have not, you have to look in the mirror and say, why am I in trouble in the first place? It's your fault. It's not the credit card company's fault. It's not the mortgage company's fault. It's your fault. You entered into that contract. You pay the damn thing. And yes, there are certain circumstances where there's non-disclosure and fraud involved that can be fought, but
the big banks, I mean, if you look at this Marxist morality, you know, what we're taught to do is, well, go out and borrow, and if you can't pay your debts, we'll just take bankruptcy. You know, you don't need to have that responsibility. You know, that's too constricting, that whole common law and paying for things when you can afford them and you have the money to pay for them and doing without them until you actually have that money. You know, it's like that old SNL skit with Steve Martin, you know. So if I don't have the money, I just take out my credit card and I buy it, right? And the guy says, no, if you don't have the money, you just you save until you have the money. And he's like, I'm just not getting it, you know.
Yeah.
I'll do it on a layaway plan so I can have it right now. No, you wait and you save the money. No. Yeah. That's not what we're taught in this country. Just go into business. Borrow all you can borrow, you know. Steal the money out of the corporation. If the corporation doesn't work, look at Solyntra Solar, you just, you know, steal the money out of the corporation, you know, stash it aside there somewhere, and, you know, when the wheel stops turning and you can't borrow any more money, well, you just throw up your hands and go bankrupt. You know, there's limited liability in the socialism. Nobody has any money. No one can pay their debts, so might as well give everyone limited liability.
And it has a trickle-down effect. It destroys the little guy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Power to the top. The elitists.
Yep, exactly.
The elitists got all the power. Stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited coming up in just 2 minutes. Thanks for tuning in. It's been Positively Unconstitutional.
The next round.